President's Remarks for Television and Oceanography Science for Survival. For the Department of the Navy, from the Cabinet Room of the White House, August 1st, 1963.
The seas around us represent one of our most important resources. If vigorously developed, this resource can be of great benefit to the nation and to all mankind. But it will require concerted action, well-directed, with vision and ingenuity. It will require the combined efforts of our scientists and institutions, both public and private, and the coordinated efforts of many federal agencies. It will involve substantial investments in the early years for the construction and operation of ship and shore facilities, for research and surveys, the development of new instruments for charting the seas and gathering data, and the training of new scientific manpower. It will be an exciting enterprise in which all Americans should take part. Knowledge of the oceans is more than a matter of curiosity. Our very survival may hinge upon it. The seas offer a wealth of food for the people of the world. Mineral resources on land will ultimately reach their limits. We may be able to extract additional elements in the water. To predict, and perhaps someday to control, changes in weather and climate is of the utmost importance to man everywhere. These changes are controlled to a large and yet unknown extent by what happens in the ocean. Additional research is necessary to identify the factors in this interplay. These are some of the reasons which compel us to embark upon an important national effort in oceanography. This is not a one-year program or even a 10-year program. It is the first step in a continuing effort to acquire and apply the information about a part of our world that will ultimately determine conditions of life in the rest of the world. The opportunities are there. A vigorous program will capture those opportunities. The sea is all around us. It is part of our lives. We should master it. We should know about it. And I'm glad that the United States is committed to this great effort.